Hello and welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colehagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Millionaire Next Door, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy, by Dr. Thomas J. Stanley and Dr. William D. Danko, and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Sacrifice high consumption today for financial independence tomorrow. Most people have it all wrong about wealth in America. Stanley and Danko have been studying and interviewing America's wealthy for over 20 years, and in this book, they share their most fascinating and compelling data in the hopes that everyday Americans can benefit from the wisdom. The first big thought is the millionaire next door, defining the wealthy. Quote, what have we discovered in all of our research? Mainly that building wealth takes discipline, sacrifice, and hard work, end quote. The definition of wealthy used throughout the book differs from the commonly used definition of people who have an abundance of material possessions. Stanley and Danko don't define the wealthy, affluent, or rich in terms of material possessions. In fact, they claim that many people who display a high consumption lifestyle have little or no investments or appreciable assets. The people that Stanley and Danko do define as wealthy, interestingly enough, get more pleasure from owning substantial amounts of appreciable assets than from exhibiting a high consumption lifestyle. The way Stanley and Danko chose to determine wealth is through a subject's net worth, or, quote, the current value of one's assets less liabilities, end quote. The threshold used for the book was a net worth of $1 million or more, about 3.5% of America's households. This makes for an interesting group to study, due to the fact that this level of wealth can be attained in one generation. After all, quote, 80% of Americans' millionaires are first-generation rich, end quote. The authors assert that a person's income and age should be a general baseline to determine how much they are expected to be worth. The higher the income or age, the higher their net worth is estimated to be. Those who are significantly above this level can be considered wealthy in relation to the others in their age income bracket. If they are in the top quartile for wealth accumulation, they are a prodigious accumulator of wealth. Those significantly lower than the baseline are considered under-accumulators of wealth. Here's the formula used to calculate one's expected net worth. Quote, multiply your age times your realized pre-tax annual household income from all sources except inheritances. Divide by 10. This, less than any inherited wealth, is what your net worth should be. End quote. The next big thought is spending like a millionaire. It's not what you think. Quote, what are three words that profile the affluent? Frugal, frugal, frugal. End quote. The lifestyle of most millionaires in America is not what you would expect, especially if you watch a lot of television. The most profound discovery from Stanley and Danko's study is that most millionaires are millionaires because of their frugality. Quote, most never become millionaires until they are age 50 or older. Most are frugal, and few could have ever supported a high consumption lifestyle and become millionaires in their same lifetime. End quote. According to the authors, being frugal is the cornerstone to building wealth. The millionaires who were surveyed on their spending habits provided spectacular results. When asked about suits, for example, 50% of the profiled millionaires reported never having spent more than $399 on a suit. Only 10% of the millionaires reported ever spending $1,000 or more. What else did the authors find? Quote, not only are the most prodigious accumulators of wealth frugal, their spouses tend to be even more frugal, end quote. Stanley and Danko claim that you cannot become wealthy in a single generation if you're married to someone who is wasteful. To become a prodigious accumulator of wealth, both spouses need to be on the same page. One cannot be spending just as quickly as one is accumulating. The next big thought is building wealth wisely, time, energy, and money efficiency. Quote, if your goal is to become financially secure, you'll likely attain it. But if your motive is to make money, to spend money on the good life, you're never going to make it. End quote. How is it that one family with an annual income of $90,000 has more accumulated wealth than a family of the same size with an annual income of $180,000? Often people allow their income to define their budgets. Stanley and Danko have shown that, quote, there is an inverse relationship between the time spent purchasing luxury items, such as cars and clothes, and the time spent planning one's financial future, end quote. This is just the opposite of what most prodigious accumulators of wealth do, who budget and live well below their means. According to the authors, quote, they became millionaires by budgeting and controlling expenses, and they maintain their affluent status the same way, end quote. Prodigious accumulators of wealth also spend considerably more time planning and budgeting than under-accumulators do. Quote, PAWs, or prodigious accumulators of wealth, allocate nearly twice the number of hours per month to planning their financial investments as UAWs, or under-accumulators of wealth, do. End quote. If you want to become affluent, the authors have four questions for you. If you can honestly answer yes to all of these questions, congratulations, you're following in the footsteps of many successful and wealthy individuals. Question number one, does your household operate on an annual budget? Question number two, do you know how much your family spends each year for food, clothing, and shelter? Question three, do you have a clearly defined set of daily, weekly, monthly, annual, and lifetime goals? And question four, do you spend a lot of time planning your financial future? All four of these questions revolve around planning and budgeting, and it's no wonder why. According to the authors, quote, the foundation stone of wealth accumulation is defense, and this defense should be anchored by budgeting and planning, end quote. The next big thought is financial independence, more important than social status. Quote, even high-income producers must live below their means if they intend to become financially independent. And if you're not financially independent, you will spend an increasing amount of your time and energy worrying about your socioeconomic future, end quote. Having a high income does not automatically mean that a person is financially independent. To become financially independent, it takes both planning and sacrifice. About 50% of millionaires do not live in high-status neighborhoods. Of the millionaires that do, they are only spending on average about 6.7% of their wealth to do so. With that being said, it's much easier to accumulate wealth if you do not live in a high-status neighborhood. Not only are you spending less and have more to invest, but an extra benefit of not living in one of these neighborhoods is you may find it much easier to avoid trying to keep up with the Joneses of a wealthy neighborhood, which can prove detrimental to accumulating wealth. Stanley and Danko assert, quote, you will never become financially independent without purchasing investments that appreciate without income realization. So what's it going to be? Will you choose a lifetime of high status living, or will you change your address? End quote. What about cars? The authors spend a considerable amount of time talking about car buying habits of millionaires. Astonishingly, quote, only 23.5% of millionaires own new cars. Most have not purchased a car in the last 2 years. In fact, 25.2% have not purchased a motor vehicle in 4 years or more, end quote. When it comes to the cost of the cars that millionaires buy, quote, the typical millionaire paid $24,800 for his most recent car, end quote. And about 30% of millionaires spend $19,500 or less. Some millionaires do spend a substantial amount of money on automobiles, but the authors claim these people are in the minority. And now for the final big thought, teaching our children for a responsible financial future. Quote, teach your own to live on their own, end quote. An important find by the authors shows that parents' money habits play a large role in how their children handle money later in life. Under-accumulators of wealth are likely to produce children who will also become under-accumulators. If children are exposed to a household environment predicated upon high consumption, with little or no constraint, budgeting, or planning, they learn this behavior as normal and adopt it for themselves. To take this a step further, Stanley and Danko claim that, quote, these children typically will never earn the incomes necessary to support the lifestyle to which they have grown accustomed, end quote. The same pattern applies to prodigious accumulators of wealth. When children are exposed to a more frugal, well-planned, and disciplined lifestyle, they are more likely to demonstrate financial independence and discipline. If you want your children to be responsible financially, the most important thing you can do for them is to lead by example and teach them to spend wisely. Stanley and Danko's advice is this, quote, in addition to an education, create an environment that honors independent thoughts and deeds, cherishes individual achievements, and rewards responsibility and leadership. Yes, the best things in life are often free." End quote. So there we have it, Stanley and Danko's surprising secrets of America's wealthiest people. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.